love this podcast? Head to patreon.com/DATC Media Company to find out how you can show your support. DATC Media is very excited to be a Nugs.net official affiliate. Never miss the show. Nugs.net allows you to stream live concert audio and video in their app anytime, anywhere. Listen to last night's show with premium sound quality and official soundboard recordings. Watch a stacked archive of past live performances from countless artists and access future subscriber-exclusive live streams. Easily keep track of your tour highlights with shareable playlists and more. Take a scroll through and you'll quickly see why Nugs.net is my favorite app. Link in show notes to start your 7-day free trial. Nugs.net, where live music lives.
Jake is a straight nasty drummer. It's obviously very easy for him to drum. But when me and Logan went into Boondocks and he was like, do you mind if I drum one? And I had a song called The Santero, which is super fast. He looked at me while we were writing and recording. He's like, this is really fast. It's like the fastest thing I've ever drummed and like going to record it. I'm like, well, all right. Play a little faster then. And the dude just, it was either him or me. And I was not looking forward to drumming that song. It's like going to be a lot. And he was coming up with the transitions and shit. Oh, we tried this. Dude, you're an ace. So we spent like the whole first day recording that. And he was the drummer and I was the guitar player. Like, this is a trip right now. But yeah, it's, I almost didn't want to get on the Skins after he was done with him. Like, he's so tight, super tight. I think it's cool he can play a saxophone too. He's, he can do whatever he wants, really.
A member of the DATC media family. Greetings, fellow music enthusiasts. Welcome to Dropped Among This Crowd podcast. This is your space to explore the role of music in our lives, our love for it, and the sense of community that it creates. Each episode of the show will feature a diverse selection of topics and insightful conversations revolving around three core themes: music, community, and Umphrey's McGee. I'm your host, Sarah J, and I'm thrilled to have you along for the ride. Are you prepared for what comes next? Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me for this week of Dropped Among This Crowd. I'm your host, Sarah J. I hope you were able to check out last week's episode where I was joined by Denver-based band Polysanto. Give that a listen when you get a chance. If you haven't, highly, highly recommend you carve out the time to do that. Such a great conversation with those guys, and it was a pleasure getting to know them. I'm really looking forward to all the exciting things coming in the future for them. So for sure, keep your eyes peeled on those guys. Give them a follow on social media. And like I said, check out that conversation when you can. This week, I am joined by Frank Derringer, the frontman for Wisconsin-based band, The Jake Derringer Project. Perhaps you've seen the posts on social media or you're on the show's email list. Either way, this coming Friday, April 12th, if you're listening to this when it drops on Tuesday, April 9th, the Jake Derringer Project featuring Jake Siniger, that's a mouthful, will be playing an official Umphrey's McGee after party at Gluck's Restaurant and Bar. Just a 3-minute walk from the First Ave where Umphrey's is playing Friday and Saturday night. Jake will be joining the guys for an entire set. And Frank mentions in our conversation that there may be some other guests stopping by. There are some tickets left at the time of this episode's recording. It is anticipated to sell out, so I highly recommend snagging those pre-sale tickets. They're $20. And then that way, you know, you have your ticket on your phone. You don't have to worry about trying to get out of First Ave and getting over to Gluck's and getting through the line and whatever. I'm not totally sure like how that setup is over there. So if you're anything like me and you just want to make sure you're good to go, I would recommend getting those pre-sales. DATCmediacompany.com/SarahJPresents. There's a tab right at DATC Media Company. Very simple. There is also a link in the show notes. Frank talks about playing an after party with Jake for the first time last February in Madison, Wisconsin, describing it as the greatest musical experience of his entire life. Take a scroll through the show notes for a bunch of YouTube videos from that night. There is plans for audio and video recording of the show this coming Friday, and I will, of course, update you guys when that is available to enjoy. Frank takes us back to the beginning and his family band, and actually starting out as a drummer, the transition to guitar, recording at Boondock Studio, the reason that they're named the Jake Derringer Project when no one in the band is named Jake. While there's some surface level silliness to it, the true meaning of it is really, really deep, and how their tune, Mr. Salamander, ties into the significance of their name. It's a really, really great story. We talk about his musical influences, the fill-in drummers while Chris was gone, Jake's drumming, and of course, Frank's own Umph love and fandom. He gives us a sneak peek into what Umphrey's original they have planned to play on the 12th, as well as working on new material. And as Frank told me the other day, the set list is stacked and it's gonna be fire. Frank gushes about the guys in the band, keyboardist Logan, drummer Brett, and bass player Dusty. Frank answers some fun rapid-fire questions. I'm loving the rapid-fire questions, and I would love your guys' feedback on that. So please reach out and tell me how you feel about the rapid-fire questions, and if you have any ideas, feel free to toss those at me as well. Anyway, so Frank answers some of those. He tells us what's on deck for the band and so, so much more. We covered a lot, and this was such a great conversation. I'm very excited for you guys to hear it. And I just want to thank Frank for taking the time out of his busy schedule to sit down and chat with me. This was so much fun. It was really great getting to know him and finding out more about the Jake Derringer Project and diving more into their music as I've been working with him on the show on Friday. And I want to thank him for that, too. It's a wonderful opportunity to work with him and help bring this gig to life. I'm super excited for you guys, too. It's going to be so much fun Friday night. So thank you so much, Frank, for reaching out and asking me to help you with this. It's been such a pleasure. And I just wanted to say to any musicians or bands, if you guys are also wanting help with promoting gigs in the future, please reach out. I would love to work with you guys and talk more about what Sarah J Presents can do and what the pieces of DATC Media can come in and meld together and make your event super, super awesome and very successful and bring fucking kick-ass live music to people. And you focus on playing sweet jams, and I will focus on all the other shit that you don't want to deal with. So reach out if you're interested. I would love to work with you guys. And this Friday is going to be a fucking blast. So don't miss it. I'm excited to chat with you. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Indeed. I've been watching this for a while. It's kind of cool to be on it.
I will tell you, it was really nice to see your post that I'm going to be on the show talking about the band and Jake and all the stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking awesome. That was cool. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity.
Of course, of course. So let's just get started. So this is your time to shine. Introduce yourself and tell us where you're based out of, and then we'll dive into all the music stuff.
Cool. I'm Frank Derringer, front man for the Jake Derringer Project. We've been a band about 2 years, give or take. We're from all over Wisconsin, pretty much. Keyboardist from Green Bay. I live in the middle. And then Oshkosh and Merrill, which is way the hell up in the sticks. And it's up there. We're playing the after party for Humphreys McGee on April 12th at Gluck's Bar after the first night, which is awesome because I've seen lots of Humphreys McGee shows at the first Ave. Kind of cool to be part of it. Jake's going to
Fuck
sit
yeah.
in for the whole set, which is pretty much the coolest thing that could possibly happen. And we're excited.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, you should be. You should be for sure. So let's go back to Jake Derringer Project. You said you guys have been a band, give or take 2 years. How long has the current lineup been together? And give us a rundown of everybody who's in the band.
Well, that's about 2 years with the current lineup.
Okay.
Actually, with our new drummer Brett, his first show was the last Humphreys after party we played with Jake and Madison at the High Noon Saloon. That was his first gig ever.
Okay.
Nice way to break him in. And he lives up in Merrill. I was a drummer for my whole life. I played with the band Iftikhar out of the Fox Valley, and there was some big shoes that I needed filled there. And that dude has been unbelievable. Like, he's the best option that I could have had as a drummer. I never have to worry about tempo or timing. He's just there, and that's a lot of weight off my shoulders.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then we got Logan Dier. He lives up in Green Bay, Packer country, and probably the busiest man alive. And he's changed it all. I mean, keyboardists, good ones, are very hard to come by around these parts. We don't have any giant cities like Chicago we can just pick from. So having him thrown into my lap changed everything. Like, it was all right, I got you. It's game time now. And we sat and wrote songs for an entire weekend, and I don't think we really did much talking to each other. It was just like instruments doing the talking. It all was pretty magical.
That's
And
incredible.
we went to Boondock Studio, me and him, like a month after I had initially met him. And recorded a bunch of tracks with Jake. We got Jake on the drums for one, and he plays bass on that bad boy, and that was a cool experience.
For sure. We're going to come back to that, definitely.
And then we got Dusty, the bass player, Dusty Padfield. He plays with another band, Digstown. He's been in the band for about 20 years. They're awesome. Shout out to them. And he heard we were looking for a bass player, and he was more than happy to jump into that because our music isn't your standard 4/4 same stuff all night long. We are all over the map, so it's really fun to play, but it takes commitment and practice to make sure that we are on our game because it's all over the map.
Right.
I think that's part of the reason Jake enjoys playing with us, because it's out there, and he's just like, "What are we doing next?"
Yeah.
Well, you're improvising, but we got these songs we're gonna play.
I love that. I love that. So, and talk about how the band came together. Take us back 2 years and how'd you guys all come
Well,
together?
initially, I think it was like pretty much when the pandemic hit. Just before that, Logan came and sat in with my old band Iftikhar for a festival slot. Never met him before. I had been at the festival for the entire weekend, so I was in prime form. It was 100 degrees outside. We played at 4 in the afternoon, and he had never heard any of our music. And we proceeded to crush it. It was one of the better sets that we ever played as a band. And
I
I was
love
like,
it.
I'm about done drumming, man. I have like 30 songs. You want to start a new band? And he was all about it. But we had a hard time finding a solid drummer, so we just kind of honed our craft with what we had. Dusty's been there from the beginning, but when it got serious is when I got Brett behind the skins, and he took control of the rhythmic awesomeness. And that's when I was like, well, I can promote this now. I have a I have something to show people that I'm proud of.
For sure.
And yeah, so here we are now. Jake's our buddy. He's pretty much our lead guitar player.
There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's okay.
Nope. It feels still feels funny to say because I'm a huge Humphreys fan. I've seen them over 100 times, and yeah, he's my buddy now. Cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. That's very, very cool. And getting to know you, first, of course, covering the show, having Anna come and take the pictures at that show. And it's so funny because there's so many people that recently have brought up that show. It's and not even knowing that like I was going to be talking to you and
That's
whatever.
cool.
It's been like this really interesting. And as we were talking on the phone before this, I'm into all of that. So it's I
Yeah.
love the whole like cosmic sort of whatever thing of the whole
It's
thing. And of course,
lining
Jake
itself up.
is right in the middle of it, of course.
You know. Yeah, it's a dream come true, really kicking it with him and playing music with him because he's one of the greatest, and
For
he's
sure.
very easy to talk to and play with, and just it's effortless.
Yeah. And
For
just willing
sure.
to work with so many people too and playing with anybody. And
I mean,
that's
we
the
don't
cool
have a
thing
name at
too.
all. Like, nobody knows who we are. Like, we
Yeah.
barely know who the hell we are right now. And so, yeah, it must be a trip. Like, who the hell is the Jake Derringer Project? Jake's sitting in with them the whole set.
Yeah.
It's kind of intriguing. Like, if I was a stranger, I'd probably want to go check that shit out.
About how did that friendship with you and Jake began then?
I can
Like,
thank Willie Waldman is he's. He's
yeah.
something else. I love that guy. Much respect for him all around. But he lined us up. He liked. I've been kicking it with Willie for over the last 15 years, on and off. He'd come to town and always have this super band with him, like Steve Mullets or Particle. Like, and he's probably the greatest trumpet player in the world. Like, the guy's unbelievable. So he really liked my drumming. I went on a couple little small runs with him out to Fargo and Minnesota and stuff. But he invited us to Boondock Studios to record with Jake, and none of the rest of the band was too big of into Umphreys. But I was like, "Are you kidding me? Go hang out at Jake's dad's house, dude? We're going. We're gonna come up with the money and go." So that's how it started. And Jake
Love
walked
that.
in the first time, and I was warming up with Mulch's Odyssey, and he was like, "Huh? Well, this might be interesting." And I was the drummer too, so I didn't actually play guitar that day.
So, besides Umphreys, who else would you credit as musical influences?
Oh, Mo for sure. I've been
Oh, I
to.
fucking love Mo so much.
I mean, that was the first jam band I was ever really introduced to, thanks to Napster back in the day.
Yep.
And this is just something about their deep jams, man. Chuck Garvey is who I've also had the pleasure of playing with a couple times, and
Ugh.
Vinny on the Skins. Like, they're just so tight. And Rob's my favorite bass player of all time. Like, in my
Same.
opinion, there ain't nobody that's touching that dude. He's just the shit he sings and plays is blows my mind every time. And
I
I'm
love
obviously a huge Phish fan too. Trey, I never got into him until I seen him live at Alpine Valley, and I was like, "Oh, game changer! This is awesome." But Trey's Trey, guy, okay. Magical.
For
But
sure.
those are the big ones. Widespread Panic did it to me. It was the first like jam show I ever seen at 10,000 Lakes, and I'm pretty sure Humphreys played right after them late night for my first ever Humphreys show in 05. Changed my life,
Damn.
all of it. That whole night was unbelievable.
Just said, and I'm not even looking at the set list, but just painting the picture of like 10,000 Lakes Festival late night in 2005. Like, I don't even need to see the set list. I'm
No,
already extremely turned on by the thought of all of that. I'm just like, that was sick.
it
Yep.
literally changed my life. Like, I walked up during 40s theme. I was eyes this wide, and they were doing the middle oddness where it's like they're rapping and it doesn't make sense. I'm like, what the hell am I walking into? And then they soared into the hero music, and I was like, oh, I'm in love. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
You're like, that's it.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
I don't know what this is, but I'm all in. So that's
I
it.
had been told to go see the Humphreys McGee show, so I went, and that festival was huge. We were camped miles away, and I made it, and I'm glad I did.
That's incredible. That's
Yeah.
incredible. I love that. So let's go back to the show in 2023, which we were talking about this too, is so crazy. Sometimes that feels like that was a long time ago, and then sometimes it feels like that just happened. I
Yeah,
don't
I know
know.
what you
It's
mean.
weird. So talk about that show in February of 2023 in Madison, the Humphreys after party. How did that all come together?
Well, I ended up stealing Jake's phone number out of my old guitar player's phone that he left in my car, and I hit him up. And he was like, "I think that'd be cool. Let's do it." He's like, "How far is the venue?" I'm like, "It's a half a block." And once he said, "Yeah," I was like, "Wait a minute. Yes?" All right, it was just a fucking Hail Mary pass I was throwing out there, and he came down with it. And then it was panic mode up until we got on the stage. It was like I wrote the set list at least 1,000 times over and over. You want every song to be as awesome as possible.
Yeah.
Luckily, we don't have very many weak filler songs I throw on the set list. Like I left out about 7 heavy hitters from this next show because, well, we just have that much really awesome music, I guess, in my
That's
eyes.
a good problem to have.
Say it every day.
It's a fantastic problem to have. But
Yeah.
during that night, you guys did play Thin Air.
Indeed. That's been a dream of mine for a while. Like, if I ever were to get on stage with the Humphreys guys and they asked me what song, it definitely would have been Thin Air. I had the
That's awesome.
opportunity to play with Jake, and like I had to call him and be like, "Hey man, would it be cool if Humphreys like make sure you don't throw that song on the set list at the Sylvie? We want to play it." And he was like, "Thin Air? I mean, it's a fairly deep cut. I mean, it's not the song that most people would think of, but I knew that that was the one because there's just so many elements of that song that are killer. And I got this keyboardist that can just tear that Joel solo up." And at the end of it, Jake looked over at me like, "Wow, I don't think he knew it was going to go well. Like, that's some tricky shit at the end there."
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
awesome. I had
Yeah.
chills when we got done with that, when the crowd was going nuts and good
Yeah.
time.
So on Spotify, you can listen to the Mr. Salamander with Jake, and then you also have one tune from the after party available on there. Do you have plans to put more of that on Spotify?
Yeah, we were going to release the whole after party as a live album release, but I just threw that one out there because it was ready, and we're creeping up on the 12th, and it should be released before the 12th for sure, the whole thing. We had
Nice.
to take a couple covers out of there because of licensing issues and stuff, so that had to get chopped up, but it's definitely every single song is worth listening to.
I'm excited
I'm
for
excited
everybody
about
to
it.
listen to it. Yeah, for sure. I was listening to it again today, when I went out and ran some errands. Like I had the YouTube like I playing on my phone or whatever, and I'm like, this is
Yeah.
just so good. Like I'm excited that you guys get to do this again coming up so soon on the
Yeah.
12th. What Humphrey's original do you have in the works for us this time?
Well, probably well, I gotta ask the fellas if it's all right. We play 3 of their songs right after they play a set. But my birthday's in August, so that's always been kind of my birthday song, which is I just love the chorus line of that. So we're gonna bust that one out, I think, if it's okay. And well, Got Your Milk, we're gonna play.
Fuck yeah.
You give old Jocko a microphone, and should be a good one for the crowd.
That's gonna be a great time.
Yeah, might have some more in store, but you're gonna have to come check it out. See that.
Love it. Love it. So what else can folks expect from your show on the 12th?
Fire and brimstone.
Of course, of course, of
We're bringing
course.
the heat. We want people in Minnesota to remember how awesome that after party was.
Absolutely.
So yeah, Jake's excited too. I was like, there's 2 songs that I want you to listen to before because we're gonna play them and they're kind of tricky. So he's like, email them over. And that guy's so good, man. He's like, he had never heard most of those songs in his life, and I listened back to it. I'm like, it's like he knows what we're about to do. Like he's heard this song and practiced it 100 times. How do you do that? Like, and it's effortless for him. It's crazy to watch.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible. And to get to share the stage with someone that you look up to not only once but twice, and then to get to create music with him as well. It's just
Yeah, that's how I
Very
know it
special.
went well the first time, is he said yes to a second one. I'm cool. I didn't tell
But
him
yeah.
how big of a fan I was of the band or him until after the last show. I was like, all right, I gotta come clean, dude. I'm kind of an Umph freak. I've seen you guys like 130 times. Needed to get that off my chest, but I didn't want to fan out on you. He thought that was awesome that we've been hanging out for years and he didn't have any idea.
It's so funny when I've seen people tell the guys like how many shows they've seen. Like Bayless is almost like re remorseful to people, like, oh, I'm so sorry you spent that much time and money. And we're like, no, but we want to. Like, we want to do
Wouldn't
that.
be
It's like,
we
no,
wouldn't
dude.
continue to do it.
Like, the
I mean, it's all
pleasure is all ours, seriously.
just keep doing what you're doing and we'll keep coming.
I love it.
Yeah, they have a large repertoire and it's never the same, as you never know what you're gonna get. My favorite show was the 2000 Humphrey show in Madison. It was an improv set in there. That was the craziest shit I've seen in a long time. So they had the flyer.
I don't think I've listened to that.
Oh, it's awesome.
All
The
right, you're gonna
flyer,
have
that bad boy.
you'll have to send me the exact date of it so I can check it out.
It was awesome. I was
All
like,
right.
improv a whole set? Well, that could get kind of boring and monotonous. And I was wrong. I remember
Yeah.
standing there going, holy shit, like, this is probably the coolest Humphrey set I've seen in 15 years.
I love it.
Making it up.
Fuck yeah, love that. So, what else is coming up for Jake Derringer Project?
Well, we're in the studio in Green Bay right now, working on some new material, which is kind of far for half of the band, but no matter where we record at, it's going to be far for someone because we don't live anywhere near each other.
Yeah.
But that's getting, we got 11 tracks, 10, 11, something like that. And it's
Awesome.
all, I'm really excited about it. Like, I've had those songs in the back for a minute, and I'm just really pumped up to the band learn them, and we're getting tight with them, and people get to hear them now.
Nice. Nice. Are we going to see any special guests on the album?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Probably, actually.
Love it. I love it. I'm
Yep.
excited to hear what comes together for you guys.
Yep. Looking for a sax player to throw down on a couple tracks for sure.
But
Maybe
you
some
can have
trumpet.
Jake do it. Tell Jake that he can
Does he play a sax? Probably.
He does. He plays
He really?
saxophone.
That's not even fair.
There was what is it? They recently did in the studio, and it was like the first time that he played saxophone on there.
I didn't
And
know.
yeah,
Crazy.
maybe Eastern Quarantine, maybe.
Our namesake. A lot of people thought that it was like a Jake Sinninger side project of some form just because of the title, and nobody in the band is actually named Jake. So it's super confusing, which I kind of did on purpose because it sticks in people's heads a little bit. But I actually named it after my little brother, who was 4 years younger than me. We had a family band with my dad on lead guitar and Willow Creek Experience. We played like four shows together, and he passed away in 06. So I was trying to think of a name, and the Jake show kind of lined up. I was like, well, I'm going to confuse the shit out of everybody with this one, and that's what we're going with.
I
And no
love that, but
complaints.
I love what it means to you. That's really special, though.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he was we actually, Mr. Salamander is a song he wrote when he was 12 years old. He has his hand in a lot of our material for sure.
That's really special. That's really special that he can still be with you like that, and he would be
Oh yeah,
like,
every show.
dude. He would totally be
That's
like, this is
funny you say
fucking
that because that
awesome.
was his word. That was his word. Dude.
Yep, he would be like, dude, Jake, fuck yeah, man.
Exactly how he would say it too.
I
Yeah.
love that so much. That is amazing. Amazing. This
Yeah.
is so great. This is great.
Yeah, it really is. Universe lined itself up.
Yes, very, very nicely. I love it. I'm all about it. All right, so I have a couple of like rapid fire questions I like to ask people. All right, so album that changed your life.
The Wall
Yeah.
was my first thing my dad ever gave me musically. Now that did it. I was very young, 10 or 11, maybe. I don't know. But that
Yeah.
was the first one that stuck with me that I played on repeat for a very long time. And then later on, I got to drum Momentary Lapse of Floyd with Mark Joseph, Downlope dudes. And I was like, I'm doing this right now. This is very, very cool. And they just played it with a live ballet in Minneapolis at the Fitzgerald like a week or two ago. It's really, that's awesome. But yeah, that was the album.
Love it. All right, first concert.
First concert? You know, you want to know that one.
I
The Goo Goo
do. I do
Dolls.
want to know, huh?
The Goo Goo Dolls.
Fuck yes, Goo Goo Dolls. I live outside Buffalo, so yes, fuck yes, Goo Goo Dolls.
Golf Sports Center in Oshkosh. I was 12 maybe. That was a trip.
Love it. Love it. All right. Song you wish you wrote.
Song, All in Time.
Nice. Okay. Favorite meal.
Ooh. Broccoli chicken Alfredo.
Nice. Okay. Favorite movie.
Ooh, not much of a movie guy, but I'm going to go with Half Baked just because I've been talking about it lately for some reason.
That means you got to watch it again.
It's time. I'm due.
It's time. All right. Currently listening to.
Currently listening to. I think out in the truck, I have a Downlow CD in, which is another shout out to Mark Joseph from the Twin Cities. That was his first band. Who, the first time I seen Willie Waldman was because of those guys. And yeah, their first album is absolutely unbelievable. I can't recall the name of it offhand, but just check it out.
So, how long have you been drumming?
Well, the family band, I was about, my dad had a blues band called the Smoking Crawdads when I was growing up. My dad is a lights out lead guitar player. Doesn't know really much about playing guitar, like chords and scales, but he gets in the pocket and look out, it's the coolest thing ever. But I was about 10 years old when I sat on the kit. Because their drummer was late, so I was watching him, and I sat down and started playing with the band. And then he got there and was really weird that somebody else was drumming, and he realized it was me, and 10-year-old kid.
That was it.
Yeah, kind of, drumming came natural to me. I didn't have to try very hard. It was just something I could do.
Yeah.
Which, when it comes to getting better and evolving, is kind of hard to do because I didn't feel like I needed to practice and was too busy partying and doing other things. It could have been way better if I'd put some time into it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the case with a lot of things when we're younger.
You know.
So
Is what it
growing
is.
Up, who were your influences growing up drum-wise?
Matt Cameron. I was a huge Pearl Jam fan before I went to 10,000 Lakes Festival. I still am, but everything changed there. Primus. I can't remember his name offhand, but I always loved Primus drumming because if you're sitting on stage with playing with Claypool, you gotta be 10 out of 10. Like,
yeah,
that dude's sick. And Danny Carey, just because of his polyrhythms that I don't understand it, but I love listening to it.
Yeah,
Yep.
For sure. So, what was your viewpoint on the drummers that sat in with Umphreys while Chris was away?
Oh man, you know. I watched them hard. And my cousin Chris is a huge Goose fan. He's been trying to shove them down my throat from day one. So I was like, ah, no. No, I don't like Goose just because you want me to like him so bad. But that drummer did very good. It was super, super pocket. Like, it's that snare drum's always there. It was cool to listen to a different flavor of those original songs. I've been listening to him for a long time. I think he did good. Portnoy was a little more up his that Wizard Burial Ground. I can't believe they decided to play that shit with a different drummer. I was blown away. He did a good job.
Yeah.
Chris Myers is on another level.
Yeah.
Like, that dude does things. I just stand there like, what? How do you get that good? He's on another level. I don't think I've seen many drummers that are really as well versed with all kinds of drumming. Like,
it's
they're all
incredible.
over the map and he's driving it. It's pretty
Yeah.
cool to watch as a musician.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure pretty much everybody listening to this, I'm sure knows, but if they don't, Jake started as a drummer. So
He did,
talk
man.
about, we were getting some Jake action in there while Chris was off. So talk about that, like getting to see him do it and your opinion of Jake's drumming as well.
Jake is a straight nasty drummer. It's obviously very easy for him to drum. But when me and Logan went into Boondocks and he was like, "Do you mind if I drum one?" And I had a song called The Santero, which is super fast. Literally, he looked at me while we were writing and recording. He's like, this is really fast. It's like the fastest thing I've ever drummed and like gonna record it." I'm like, "Well, all right. Play a little faster then." And the dude just it was either him or me, and I was not looking forward to drumming that song. It's like going to be a lot. And he was coming up with the transitions and shit. "Oh, we tried this. Dude, you're an ace." So we spent like the whole first day recording that. And he was the drummer, and I was the guitar player. Like, this is a trip right now. But
Love
yeah,
that.
I almost didn't want to get on the skins after he was done with him. Like, he's so tight, super tight. I think it's cool he can play a saxophone too. He can do whatever he wants, really.
So talk about the transition to guitar and your feeling about it. And
There's a lot that goes there.
yeah.
For one, I've been hiding behind my cymbals for my entire music career, and then I had to go to the front of the stage with a microphone with no cymbals hiding me. I didn't think it would really be a thing, but turns out it was a thing. It
Yeah.
was very odd being in front of the stage.
Yeah.
But I've been playing guitar for the only reason I started drumming pretty much is because my brother played guitar already, and we needed a drummer. My best friend played the bass, so I was happy with that. But then I got about 300, 400 shows under my belt and didn't want to carry my drums anymore. Pain in the ass. Like, man, I
Yeah.
watched my guitar players like, "Oh, you use an amp and a pedal board and a guitar and your wife's helping you? I'm doing that." But yeah, it was a trip being up there with Jake trying to hold my own, and I'm a drummer and thought I did all right. I ain't no Bayless, but
Well, you know what? He is too, really, when you think about it. You both started in the same place,
yeah,
so
exactly.
you're
And
gonna
his
speak
dad,
on some
Craig, is a
knowledge.
really, really, really cool dude. I got to spend quite a bit of time with that guy. And
I
he's
love
a
his
big part
parents.
of the reason that Jake is who he is. Like a tuning fork over his crib when he was a baby and shit. Like, really? Now he can like pretty much call out whatever chord you're playing. He just knows it. That's crazy.
Yeah, his parents
I'm
are
gonna make that.
amazing. I love them
Yeah.
so much. They're just the best. They really, really
Yep.
are.
Big time.
Well, I'm super excited for April 12th. And anybody who is in Minneapolis, it's like a 3-minute walk from the venue, from the First Ave,
It's
20
too easy.
bucks. You
Yep.
can get a whole other set of
And
music.
that, I think there's like 250 to 300 capacity, so I'd probably get the tickets pre-sale if possible, because might sell out real fast after the show gets out there. And hopefully it's warm enough where people can just raid from the sidewalk too. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
Some
that'd
pouring
be
out on the
nice too.
streets.
That'd be sweet.
And we might
Party
have a
pouring into the streets.
might have a surprised little visit from Joel himself for a couple songs,
Oh,
maybe.
yeah.
No promises, but it's been offered. I might take them up.
We shall see. Do it. Do it.
Pretty much. You can do
Yeah,
it.
that'd be a lot of fun. Fuck
Yeah.
yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, let the listeners know where they can find you. On social media and all that.
Well, we got pretty much you want to listen to us. Your best bet is to YouTube it. It's all good recordings and professionally done. We're in the middle of getting everything up on Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff. But you can check us out on Instagram, Jake Danger Project, Facebook, all that stuff, all of them.
Awesome. And I'll link
Yep.
it all so everybody will know where to find all the things.
We're going to be videoing this show as well, so that will be up and available really quickly. After probably a few weeks, we'll have that up.
Yeah.
And we'll see how she goes, whether you want to listen to it or not.
Of course, everybody's going to want to listen to it
Yeah.
because it's going
But
to
do I
be.
want them to? It's going to be
Yes,
awesome.
you are, because it's going to be very, very cool. And as you said, I think I put it in my notes here. quote, you said the last time was the greatest musical experience of your life. So, no
Well,
pressure on this next show or anything.
yeah, top that one, buddy.
No pressure, Jake, okay? No
Yeah,
pressure. The
none. You're
last
cool.
time.
Yeah, that's why I don't like throw them charts and all these things. Like, you got to learn. Like, no, you're improvising. We're going to play our stuff. When I give you the nod, let her go. Why would you, you don't put too much on somebody's plate. Just grip it and rip it. It's what you do.
Love
He's more
it.
than happy to.
Love it. It's going to be sick. I'm super excited. Very excited. So, April 12th, where are you going to be?
Minneapolis. After
There
the
we
first
go.
half show of the first night, Gluck's Bar.
There we go. There we go. Come on over. $20. Come and rage. Jake
Indeed.
Derringer Project featuring Jake Siniger. And maybe some special guests. We'll see.
And maybe a keyboardist in there. We'll see.
But be there because that is
Yes,
where the
for
party
sure.
is going to
Don't
be.
want to miss it.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. Well, this was a lot of fun. This was a lot of
Yeah,
fun.
it was. Cool. Thanks for the
Thank you.
opportunity. Get the word
Of
out.
course. Of course. Of course. My pleasure. My pleasure. And everybody be there and go dance your ass off and have a good time. So.
Indeed.
Sweet. All right. I will talk to you soon.
Cool. Good chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Please be sure to leave a review of the show. It would mean so much to me, and it helps get this podcast into the ears of even more fellow music fans. If you're not already following the show on social media, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Dropped Among This Crowd Podcast, or check out DATCmediacompany.com for more. Thank you again. I'll see you around these parts real soon. Mad love.